Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is concluding the discussion on the boycott of the Banu Hashim. Last week we had discussed about of the Quraysh who had taken it upon themselves to make a representation and try to stop this boycott from continuing. So carrying on from there. In the meanwhile, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed his uncle that besides the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ants had eaten up the written agreement. Besides the sentence, Bismikallahumma, which was usually written at the beginning of every document, the rest of the words had been eaten up by ants. Abu Talib explained this to the Quraysh and he said, this is what my nephew says, and up to this day my nephew has never spoken a lie. Come, let us make a decision. If what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says is true, you will stop this cruelty. And if what he says is false, I am prepared to hand over Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to you. You may then kill him or set him free. The people said, surely Abu Talib, you have been very fair. The written agreement was then sent for. When they saw it, they were shocked to see that besides the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ants had eaten up the rest of the document. All of them lowered their heads in shame and embarrassment. In this way, the cruel rule came to an end, and all his companions came out of this lonely valley. Abu Talib then went to the Haram Sharif and holding on to the ghilaf of the Kaaba, he and his companions made the following dua, O Allah, those who oppressed us, those who broke our family ties, and those who put us through such dishonor, O Allah, we beg of you to take revenge on our behalf.